David Lloyd Radio Moments. Some radio is utterly compelling. And this week, 32 years ago, as the Falkland Islands were invaded, its radio station continued. Take a listen to this.
Well, now, the situation, as you might hear, is that the radio station has now been taken over. We have three Argentine members.
We have everything recorded in two tapes.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Well, just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You wait a minute, please.
Go ahead.
The radio station has now been taken over. I still hope that we can get His Excellency the Governor's message. Sir, what do you want to speak to the people?
Do you want to tell? Tell the people to wait, turning on their receivers, to wait some minutes. In some minutes, the chief is going to communicate them.
Just a minute. If you take the gun out of my back, I'm going to transmit that to you. If you take the gun away. But I'm not speaking with the gun in my back.
That truly is radio, isn't it? The Falkland Islands Broadcasting Service on the night of the Argentine invasion this week in 1982. Happy birthday this week to that famous Radio 4 voice, Margaret Howard.
Hello again. I've often started Pick of the Week with those words, but is hello a proper form of address? It wouldn't do for everyone, according to Kate Adie.
Happy 76th birthday. 17 years on Pick of the Week on Radio 4. And Margaret, you were on great form when you accepted your place in the Radio Academy Hall of Fame last year. Another woman who's cracking open the champagne this week is Anna Rayburn. Anna is 70, famed on early Capital Radio for Anna and the Doc.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority said that they could see that there was a value in such programming, but they would be happier if there was a doctor involved. And so I went to Colin Wilson, who was then working for the Forum Personal Advisor, who qualified as a psychiatrist, as a consultant psychiatrist, and said, how would you like to be on radio? And he said, me? On the radio? And we worked together for the rest of time.
Happy birthday, Anna Rayburn. Here's a biggie. This week, 90 years ago, BBC Schools Radio began.
Hello, schools. Page 14.
The first proper schools broadcast was just to London, actually, on 2LO, and the subject was gramophone music, thanks to Sir Walford Davis, who was a composer and professor of music at Gresham College. Schools Radio went national 7 years later. And so to another Commercial Radio 40th anniversary. It was the second commercial radio station in England outside London, and it launched this week in 1974 with 70 staff, including 9 journalists and 3 more on the way.
Another nice day in Manchester, and this for the first time on 261 medium wave 97 VHF stereo is Greater Manchester Independent Radio. It's 5 a.m. and here's Richard Hemingway with Piccadilly News.
The Foreign Secretary, Mr. Callan.
Well, somebody must have had a master plan, but it wasn't me. In fact, I can remember walking across the Piccadilly Plaza where the studios were located just before the station went on air, and thinking, I wish somebody had told me what it is they want me to do.
Colin Walters reflecting on the launch of Piccadilly 40 years ago this week. Roger Twiggy Day kicked off the station, and this week Roger is 69. Happy birthday. 6 years ago, it was a brave step for what was to become the UK's biggest ever commercial radio group. GCAP agreed a takeover by Global for £375 million. 1989 now, and a new panellist on Just a Minute.
We welcome back Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones and Tim Rice, and for the first time we welcome Paul Merton.
I remember being nervous the first time I did it. The recording was in late 88 and it went out in 89.
I think that's such a good challenge. We have to give it to you, Paul, and you get a point for that. You have 20 seconds to tell us something about pinching starting now.
Pinching or nicking is a term that
Derek never challenged.
The arrival of the wonderful Paul Merton on Just a Minute this week, 25 years ago, a natural to succeed Kenneth Williams.
Well, don't just stand there, man.
This week in 1966 was election week.
Newsbeat. Bringing news to the nation, this is Radio Caroline Newsbeat, fast and factual.
London, in today's general election, the Labour government are confident of maintaining power with an overall majority of at least 100. Polling is reported brisk across the country.
That election had a significance for commercial radio. Had the Conservatives won in 66, it could likely have led to commercial radio arriving a little early than it did. And staying with the pirates, this week 5 years ago, the film The Boat That Rocked was released.
That's the whole point of being the government. If you don't like something, you simply make it illegal.
Sort of sums it up, really, doesn't it? Problems this week 20 years ago, as LBC went into receivership, and that was 6 months before its successor was due to take over. And also problems for John Snagg this week as he commentated, or tried to, on the 1968 boat race. He suggested the ageing BBC boat that he was in was too slow to see the other boats. Poor John.
We're interrupting programmes.
10 years ago this week, with the strains of New York, New York, Chris Tarrant presented his final breakfast show on Capital FM. He'd woken up London for 17 years.
Who's that? Who was that person? That's the dangly bit this morning, 95.8, 25 minutes to 8 o'clock. Also this morning, our screens collapsed, so we're working off slate with the weather this morning. Here's the latest update from RSC Travel News on the slate at 25 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Chris Tarrant, who vacated the Capital Breakfast Chair after 4,425 shows. Finally this week, is it really 19 years since we heard this news?
Kenny Everett, radio and TV legend, has died. He passed away peacefully in his sleep at home, finally losing his long battle against AIDS. He was 50. The way he treated being HIV positive showed true style. He won worldwide admiration for the courageous way he dealt with dying, always joking and refusing to become depressed.
I'll probably go before you and I'll prepare your speech. You have to be philosophical or you go potty. Oh, no, I'm potty anyway, aren't I? Oh, cancel that last sentence.
Can I say bum on the BBC?
I'm going to just a moment, I'll check. Can he say bum on the BBC? I don't know, I'll just check. Can he say bum on the BBC?
I don't know, I'll check. Can he say bum on the BBC?
Yes. Thank you.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, with Producer Choice formally introduced at the BBC 21 years ago, County Sound launching 31 years ago...
Welcome to County Sound. There. Not a wildly exciting announcement, and why should it be?
The seminal Radio 4 satire show Weekending launching 44 years ago... And farewell to the writer of so many radio series, Barry Took, this week 12 years ago.
Who left his office unexpectedly early for Hawaii?
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments.